U.S. targets Somalia terrorists.
In an attempt to kill the leaders of the terrorist organization Al-Shabaab.
A storm in the cloud.
We have no idea how this data was lost.
Casino math, 12 minus 4.
I hope that we can save Atlantic City.
Good morning. I'm Steve Kathan with the CBS World News Roundup. The Pentagon's assessing the outcome of a U.S. military action against an Al-Qaeda-linked group in Somalia. Al-Shabaab gained the world's attention after the mall attack in Kenya last year that left 67 people dead. CBS's David Martin is at the Pentagon.
Somali sources are quoted as saying the strike killed Al-Shabaab's leader, Ahmed Godan, but Pentagon officials cannot confirm that. The strike occurred in the southeastern part of the country in an area known as an Al-Shabaab stronghold. Pentagon officials say it will be later today before they know who, if anything, they hit.
The military's investigating yesterday's crash of a Marine Corps helicopter in the Gulf of Aden between Somalia and Yemen. U.S. Navy Commander Kevin Stevens.
There were 17 Marines, 8 U.S. Navy sailors. They were all immediately and safely recovered aboard the USS Mesa Verde, the ship the aircraft was attempting to land on. They were able to respond very quickly, get the boats into the water, and recover all the personnel.
The military says there was no hostile action before the chopper went down. NATO could back a rapid reaction force for Eastern Europe, a clear indication of the alliance's concern over developments in Ukraine. The Kremlin says President Putin was taken out of context when he said Russian troops could capture Ukraine's capital, Kiev, in 2 weeks if it wanted to. White House correspondent Peter Mayer says President Obama heads to Estonia today.
President Obama will carry a message of reassurance to the Baltic countries while again warning Russia to keep its hands off the NATO allies. Center for Strategic and International Studies European policy expert Heather Conley says former Soviet bloc countries fear history could repeat itself.
They want to be sure that the history of the 20th century does not become the history of the 21st century.
The White House says President Obama will emphasize NATO's ironclad commitment to defend all members. Peter Mayer, CBS News, Washington.
Here at home, the search is on outside Nashville for 17 teenagers who were among more than 30 who escaped from a youth detention center last night. WTVF TV reporter Deja Knight is covering.
They're not considered armed, however, do have at least 3 felonies. That is why they are in this facility. It's a high security facility.
Some of the escapees have been recaptured. They apparently were able to get through a fence. Parts of the nation's midsection are cleaning up after severe storms. Officials say it was a tornado that touched down near Cedarvale, Kansas. Other tornadoes reported in northern Michigan. In southwest Iowa, Tammy Cates and dozens of others were evacuated after a levee gave way on a river.
All the stuff is going in several garages all over the place, so I just thank the Lord I have flood insurance.
Thousands are without power in Missouri and Oklahoma. The first human trials of a new Ebola vaccine begin today at the National Institutes of Health. CBS's Heather Bosch joins us with more on what the CDC director learned on a trip to West Africa, ground zero for the deadly outbreak.
Dr. Tom Frieden visited patients being treated for the virus that can lead to uncontrolled bleeding and death. He spoke to an ill woman who watched her own brother die.
Feeling totally powerless, unable to help him, and terrified the same thing would happen to her.
And he warns this isn't just West Africa. Africa's concern.
Whether we like it or not, we're all connected, and it's in our interest to help them tamp this down and control it.
There's no cure for Ebola yet, but people who get intensive care are more likely to survive. He says the U.S. can help by lending resources and technical expertise to countries battling this.
Well, some smaller military hospitals could be closed before too long. CBS's Vicki Barker joins us live.
The Pentagon wants to close down 8 of its 40 hospitals for serving soldiers and their families, not just to save money, but because the facilities are too small and too sparsely attended to allow doctors to maintain their surgical skills. The New York Times describes botched operations and above-average rates of complications during childbirth, but it also says lawmakers protecting their turf have already forced the Pentagon to downsize its original plan of shutting 15 hospitals. Steve?
The American Civil Liberties Union will tell a federal appeals court in New York today that the mass collection of phone records by the NSA is unconstitutional. CBS News senior legal analyst Andrew Cohen.
The ACLU and other privacy advocates say that this kind of mass data trawling violates the Fourth Amendment's protections against searches and seizures and also the First Amendment's right to free association and speech. The Obama administration says that Congress authorized the surveillance in the USA Patriot Act and that it's a necessary restriction on those constitutional rights.
There are troubling questions about cloud security after a hacker released naked photos of some top female celebrities. CBS's Steve Futterman.
The FBI is now part of the investigation, trying to track down who is responsible for obtaining, then posting, hundreds of intimate pictures. The pictures feature many top-name female celebrities in various stages of undress.
You know that I could take Danny. You know that most of your work is illegal.
Oscar-winning actress Jennifer Lawrence, who is shown in many of the pictures, calls the leak a flagrant violation of her privacy. Another big name...
Ladies and gentlemen, here's the lovely... Kate Upton.
Model Kate Upton is threatening legal action. Some celebrities purported to be shown in the images have called the pictures fake. Apple says it's trying to see if there was a security breach in its iCloud storage system. Steve Futterman, CBS News, Los Angeles.
Reports say doctors in New York City are bringing Joan Rivers out of a medically induced coma. The 81-year-old comedian went into cardiac arrest during an outpatient throat procedure last week. Well, comedians and musicians have played Ovation Hall at Atlantic City's Revel Casino, but the cheering has stopped. In fact, everything is now shut down at the bankrupt $2.4 billion resort. Chains have gone up just a little more than 2 years after the Revel opened.
Devastating. My favorite casino. Whenever I have friends coming in from out of town, we come to the Revel.
The casino's now closed a day after the hotel checked out its last guest. This woman is one of the 3,000 Revel workers now out of a job.
I'm so upset. That's the best place I ever worked. I don't want to work in another casino.
Atlantic City began the year with a dozen casinos and will be down to 8 by the end of the summer. A Virginia jury is expected to get the corruption case against former Republican Governor Bob McDonnell and his wife sometime today. WTOP Radio's Max Smith says a wealthy CEO who allegedly showered the McDonnells in gifts is at the center of it.
You don't have to like Johnny Williams. You shouldn't like Johnny Williams. He bribed the governor of Virginia. That's one of the final messages prosecutors gave the jury last week ahead of this morning's jury instructions and expected start of deliberations. The defense says Bob McDonnell acted in good faith and never intended to sell out his office, while Maureen McDonnell acted as a private citizen and hid details of many of Williams' $165,000 in gifts and loans from her husband. Max Smith for CBS News, Richmond.
If convicted on the bribery and conspiracy charges, the McDonald's could face decades in prison. And that's the World News Roundup for Tuesday. I'm Steve Kathan, CBS News.